Previous studies have found that bighead carp would stick to shoreline areas like Green Bay that are more rich with nutrients and food. The study's lead author, Peter Alsip, with the University of Michigan, says their model included a broader diet for Asian carp, including waste produced by mussels.
And our study suggests, well, if they're able to feed on multiple items as they cross these unproductive corridors, they might be able to mitigate their weight loss and successfully survive the journey to get where they want to go.
States and environmental groups have been pushing Congress to provide federal funding to install defense measures in Illinois to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. That would cost up to $831 million. Supporters say the price is worth protecting the $7 billion fishing industry on the Great Lakes. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.